finances continue. We have another gift. This is from Denise in West Palm Beach giving a one-time gift of $20, and that's going to be matched with $20. That leaves us $160 to go in matching funds. There's 15 minutes left, $160 to go. Denise said something about a song.
Yeah, she said that, I guess it was that song, The End of the Beginning,
mm-hmm.
that played just before we came back on. She said, I haven't heard that for so long. She just loved it.
Yeah.
It was great to hear it. And she's given for a second time.
Yeah.
She called in on Monday.
She's a big supporter of the ministry.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. And what took me so long was I'm standing in front of the printer, but I forgot to hit the print button. So I'm like, what is going on? I think this thing takes forever to warm up.
It is
up.
The morning, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm like, let me go check.
Well, maybe you... We're going to have a calisthenic program to get the brain in the blood flowing. All right. You do have to push the print button, don't you?
We do. Thank you, Denise.
All right. Well, Denise, God bless you. Giving a gift of $20. That's being matched with $20. John here in Stuart giving $180 in matching funds, trying to get things started here on this Wednesday. We need to hear from you. If you can call right now. That number is
888-221-8990. That's our toll-free number. Locally, you can reach us at 772-221-1100.
I won't stop. all my life I longed to be a hero. My sword raised high, running to the battle. I was gonna take giants down, be a man you would write about. Deep in my chest is the heart of a warrior. So why am I still standing here? Why am I still holding back from you? I hear you call me out into deeper waters, but I settled on the shallow end. So why am I still standing here? So afraid would it my cost to follow you? I'd walk by faith if I could get these feet to move. But I don't wanna live that way. I don't wanna look back someday on a life that never stepped across the line. So why am I still standing here? Why am I still holding? I'm so tired of standing here. What if I gave everything to you? What if I gave everything? What if I stopped holding? Say goodbye to standing here.
Well, friends, we want you to know that matching funds challenge got met real quickly. We want to thank John from Stewart giving $180 in matching funds. Denise got it started with a gift of $20. That left us $160. Then Rose calling in from Stewart, giving a gift of $20 also. That gives us $140 to go. And then Competent Roof Service in Lake Worth calling in today and giving a gift of $80. We want to thank the people at Competent Roof Service in Lake Worth for their gift of $80 today. And then Carol from Port St. Lucie giving a $100 gift. That puts us $40 over the goal. And then Lourdes calling in, giving a gift of...
Lourdes.
Lourdes?
Lourdes.
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 Yeah.
Okay.
Lourdes.
Lourdes giving a gift of $25 a month for 6 months. That's $150. That
Praise
puts
God.
Us $190 over
Hallelujah.
That goal. And that takes us up to $48,707, $293 away from that first $1,000 level of the morning. And who knows, we might get there before, just before the 8 o'clock hour.
That's tremendous. Maybe someone with matching funds would mm-hmm. like to get involved right now, plant mm-hmm. a seed that will stir up some participation, partnership in the body
right.
of Christ today.
Amen.
What a great opportunity. What a great opportunity. I drive in over the bridges in the morning, mm-hmm. and I look out, and I just think, you know, people that would, they would give about anything
to have an opportunity to vacation in a place like this, and we live here.
Amen.
May we never take it for granted. It is absolutely spectacular here on this Treasure Coast, and the fact that Christ is Lord of my life today is what makes the treasure really meaningful.
Absolutely.
Amen. Well, you know, that's why there's a golden phone in the lobby of the church down here.
I was going to say, I haven't seen any golden phones around here.
You know that story, don't you?
No, I don't. Yeah.
You know, the guy, he went to the church up in California, and he said, what's this golden phone in the lobby? He said, well, that's a direct phone line to heaven. So you get on there, and you talk right to heaven. And he said, well, okay. And he said, yeah. He said, you just $25, and you can talk right to Peter. He'll pick up. And so he got out to Iowa somewhere, and here was a church. They had a golden phone in the lobby. And said, well, how much does it cost to get? I said, it's only $15, you know, get on there and call. Well,
this is starting to smell, Dave.
Yeah. When they got down here to South Florida, he went into a church and there was a golden phone there and said, how much is that? He said, oh, it's free. He said, just get on there. I said, well, why is it free? He said, it's a local call. You see, we live in paradise.
There you go. Yeah, okay, that's good. That's good. So, I didn't know where that was going. Yeah. That's great.
So anyway, we are blessed to live here in South Florida. You know, we have great weather, and I like to wait till about this time of year. You know, I like to wait until the winter, middle of the winter, and I call my brother-in-law. He's up in Tennessee, and I call Leonard, and I tell Leonard, what are you doing today? He said, well, we're out in the yard, we're raking leaves, and you know, cutting firewood. He said, what are you doing? I said, well, I'm mowing the lawn, and watching the flowers bloom.
Right. What a contrast.
And, we are blessed here in South Florida. And you know, no matter where we live in this country,
we're blessed.
Whether we're living in Tennessee or South Florida or Michigan, you know, we have listeners that, listen to us from, you know, we had a gift came in from North Carolina yesterday. Mm. We had gifts sent in from, we have a listener that listens up in Canada that listens. And it doesn't matter where we live, you know, if we have Christ in our heart.
Amen.
If we have the Lord with us, it's a great place to be alive. Amen?
Amen.
And so wherever you're from, whatever part of the state you live in, you know, we're all blessed. And I'm sure that the phone in the lobby in your church is a direct line to heaven. Amen?
Amen.
And I'm glad that we all have a direct line.
I'm just wondering.
He's as close as the mention of his name. Amen.
I'm wondering if any of those snowbirds are still here.
Well, some of them.
Yes, we always look for them in our congregation in the winter months as they come down. And boy, we're blessed by this great influx of people that come into our area, just bring a fresh zeal of the Lord and come in with a lot of faith, a lot of
But this is agreement. The time of year a lot of those folks are headed back.
So maybe some snowbirds would like to just call in and say, hey, we love WCNO.
Do you ever see those swarms of birds that come through the area here?
You mean like flocks of birds?
Yeah, swarms.
Swarms.
No, I've seen a flock.
Oh, okay, but this
like
is a swarm.
A horde.
Oh, a horde. Where the sky's
they're little. They come by my house about once a year, and I don't really notice them in the fall, but in the spring they come, and they'll be in my neighborhood, and it's like a big cloud of these little sparrow-looking birds. I don't know what kind of birds they are, but they're all flying, and I guess they're headed back north from wherever they've been. But, I know about this time you see all those folks on the road headed north, you know, going back to Michigan, going back to New Jersey, you know, wherever they come from.
Right.
A lot of cars, see cars, Ontario, headed north, you know.
Right.
But if you're down here and maybe you're a local, you know,